Welcome to All In, the Addicted Gamblers Podcast. My name is Brian, and I have lived experience with gambling harm. And today we're here with someone else with lived experience with gambling harm. Dennis from Ohio is here to talk about his story and talk about what's going on in Ohio these days with gambling. Dennis, how are you? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this.
Doing well, Brian. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate you taking the time on this great Sunday to get this show going.
Dennis, like everybody else, is free to do, emailed and said, I'd love to tell my story. So that's why we're here, because he volunteered. So I really appreciate it, because your story is what keeps this podcast going. So thank you.
You're
Dennis,
welcome.
Let's start. You're in Ohio, and I like starting with the headlines, because I find them interesting to talk about. You said that there are too many ads in Ohio, and you don't really appreciate it at this moment in time. What is it like living in Ohio? Can you tell us about the ads that you see?
The ads that I see, you can't watch TV for more than, say, 20, 30 minutes, or hell, even alone watching one of your favorite shows on TV without seeing an ad for gambling. You can't watch, you know, a sports game without gambling being talked to. And the way that they are promoting it here in the state of Ohio is disturbing / disgusting. You know, they're shoving it down our throats. I mean, you know, they are, you know, promoting, you know, oh, if you, you know, bet, you know, only $5 or $10, we'll give you, you know, $1,000 to $3,000 in return credits if you lose. And that's how they suck you in. Yeah. You know, the, you know, FanDuel, DraftKings, you know, BetMGM, all of them. That's how they get you in. I mean, that's how they got me in on their promos. You know, they match your deposits sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty. I can see how people get into it, because you think, oh, it's free money that I can gamble with. It's not going to be my money. But
right.
You start losing and you run out of those credits, and eventually it's your money.
Yes. And
that's why they give you the promos, because they know that you're going to end up spending your money eventually.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can tell you, over the years of doing, you know, daily fantasy sports on FanDuel, I've lost a lot more than I've actually won. You know, and I finally realized last year that I did actually have a gambling problem. Never once thought I did. Didn't see it as an issue. But when I finally realized that, you know, most of my credit cards were maxed out, was because of what I was doing on FanDuel.
And that was daily fantasy sports, or were you betting on all sports?
That was mainly daily fantasy sports.
You didn't start betting on all sports until it became legalized, or were you betting prior?
I was betting prior to that. I actually used BetUS for my betting. So I initially started gambling back in 1999, 2000, through a friend of mine. I would do parlays here and there. This was obviously pre any DFS stuff. They would have like parlay cards, and for like $20, you know, I wouldn't do it every week, but you know, I did it here and there. And then my first big loss that I suffered was the Super Bowl, where it was Pittsburgh versus Seattle, and I lost $500 just on, you know, doing the little stupid prop bets that they have throughout the game. And that's when I realized, I was like, okay, I need to stop doing that, because I don't have $500 to lose.
Right.
You know, so for a while I had stopped doing gambling. Then I started, you know, doing, you know, fantasy football, which was every year, no big deal. I didn't start doing money leagues until probably 2008, 2009, you know, but you know, that was just a little extra money here and there that I would save up throughout the season to pay towards, you know, the end of the year. If I won, I won. If I didn't, oh well, it's, you know, $20 to $100 that I lost out on. But once, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings came around, that's where my downfall really came from.
With daily fantasy sports?
Yes. Yes.
Because that's been around since 2014, 2015?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I, you know, I would put in say $30 at a time sometimes. And if I went through that, I would put in another $20 or $30. And I didn't really think anything of it, but it eventually added up. And I remember looking at it over a period of time, and it was like, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 that I had spent. And out of all of the betting that I've done on, you know, FanDuel or DraftKings, the biggest I've won is like $1,200. But I can tell you, I've lost a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So it finally hit me, like I said, last year when I was maxing out my credit cards instead of, you know, paying them off like I should have been. You know, that's how I was.
That was all daily fantasy?
Yes.
Up through last year?
Yes.
Daily. Yeah. I know there's a guy named Stephen D who actually does a podcast as well now called the GPP, and he talks about daily fantasy a lot because that was his vice as well, was daily fantasy. And it's crazy because it starts out so small,
daily right fantasy. it does
and the fact that you can get to the point where you consider yourself to have a gambling problem because of daily fantasy is pretty serious.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I mean this is how in depth and deep I was with it. You know, I used to follow on Twitter, you know, a bunch of daily fantasy people who, you know, I would actually buy lineups from to help try to win money. And one guy, you know, I would win money from, you know, because of his lineups and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Can you explain that?
So
buying a lineup from somebody? Because now this is added money that I didn't know that existed.
Yes. Part of this. What this does is there's people out there that create lineups out there as a service for you. And you can use their lineups that they create to try to win money. So this way you don't have to spend the time and effort to create your own lineup to try to win against other people.
What's the cost of a lineup?
It all depends. I mean, so he would use, you know, you could buy credits from him. So the one particular lineup, it would be like, you know, 15 or, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 credits. So that's maybe $10 per lineup, $5 to $10 per lineup.
Did they work?
Some did, some didn't.
So just pulling names out of a hat, you might win just as much money as you would buying a lineup from someone.
Exactly. So, you know, and what I would do is I would use his lineups, and then I would kind of, you know, go off of his lineups and create one myself using some players. You know, I would use a player or two from his lineup versus what I would try to come up with. And sometimes my strategy worked better than his. Sometimes it didn't, you know, like on Sundays, I can tell you during NFL season, I would probably put up, you know, anywhere from $20 to $40 throughout the entire day for games. And either I would win my money back or I would lose it all.
I take it more times than not, you lost it all.
Oh, I definitely did. Yes. You know, so, you know, the good thing for me is my last bet was placed back in October during the baseball playoffs. You know, so my wife has caught me gambling twice. The first time, you know, was she had overheard me talking to a debt consolidation counselor, and she walked in on the part of me talking about my credit cards being, you know, maxed out. And she's like, you have a problem and you need help. And she's like, you either get help or I am leaving you. I was like, okay. So started getting help, started going to Gamblers Anonymous meetings, which for anybody who thinks that GA meetings don't help, they do. You're going to feel, go ahead.
How did you learn about GA? Did you know it existed? Did you know that gambling addiction was an addiction?
I didn't know that it existed. I didn't know that gambling was an addiction. You know, I have a family member of mine who is dealing with her own issues. And she's like, hey, there may be Gamblers Anonymous out there. See if there's anything out there. And it actually, you know, I typed it in. I did a Google search and I looked up local meetings in Columbus. And there's actually quite a few meetings in Columbus every week for Gamblers Anonymous. So I went to one on a Saturday morning, and it's a very small group, which made me feel comfortable. So that I liked. There's maybe, I think, four or five people just in that Saturday meeting group. But when they ask you the 20 questions, you know, some I would say yes. Let me correct that. A lot of it, I said yes. Matter of fact, I said yes to about 14 or 15 out of the 20 questions. And
they say that if you answer yes to seven or more, chances are you have a gambling problem.
Exactly. Yep.
And so you hit that out of the park.
Oh, I definitely did. And then some. I never thought of it that way, though. I never thought that I had an issue. But I realized, and I remember sitting in my car after the meeting, I'm like, holy shit, I truly do have a problem and I need to fix this problem. You know, so I was going to meetings for a while, but because of my work schedule, I haven't been to a meeting in quite a while. However, you know, I was doing good up until about September, when football started, and financially I was struggling a bit. So instead of continue to ask family or friends for money, I fell down the rabbit hole again and started doing FanDuel once again. And I was actually hitting. I was actually doing really well between NFL and baseball. So one day, you know, the last day that I did bet, it was actually October 11th. My wife and I were watching a baseball game and she saw what I was doing. She knew what I was doing. And she asked me, she's like, what's on your phone? And I tried to cover it up and try to lie about it, but she knew. And she wasn't upset about the gambling part. She was more upset that I lied to her for a second time and that I broke her trust. And for me to hear her say that I broke her trust, that's what hit hard the most. And, you know, she thought about, again, leaving. And she's like, unless you find a counselor to talk to, we're done. Started seeing the counselor, started talking to him about everything. And it's been great. It's been a huge help. You know, my wife even asked me, she goes, because I'm a huge sports fan. I love football, love all sports. And, you know, I can honestly say that it was nice to watch games as a fan, not as a gambler, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes absolute sense. Let me ask you, do you think that if you were a single person, you would have stopped? Or do you think it took the ultimatum from your wife to make you stop?
I
don't think there's anything wrong with either answer.
I would probably say it was the ultimatum, honestly. Yeah.
Whatever gets you into recovery, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever gets you to stop the harm.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, though, it was like everybody's, oh, it's, you know, $5 or $10. It's not going to really affect anything. Or, you know, $20, you know, doesn't affect anything. Well, for those who are parents out there, for those of us who have, you know, babies out there, know how expensive baby stuff is. Formula, diapers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would rather spend $20 on formula or diapers instead of spending it on a lottery ticket. I know chances are I'm probably not going to win anything. You know, at my job, they have a lottery pool that they do once, like, the Powerball or Mega Millions gets up, you know, above like 300 million or whatever it is. And I get asked every time, hey, do you want to join? No, I'm good. You know, I've got more important things to spend that $20 on.
That's impressive that you come to that conclusion that it doesn't eat at you to want to gamble.
Right. So, going back to, you know, the commercials and how much it's promoted, you know, I've done promotions for nightclubs when I work down in Florida, or when I live down in Florida, excuse me. There's a right way and a wrong way to promote things. How they are doing it is, in my eyes, completely wrong. Because, like I said earlier, you can't watch a TV show without seeing it being promoted. You can't watch, you know, the pregame shows for any sports without, you know, oh, these are their odds, or this is what you'll, you know, what you can do, you know, for parlays and stuff like that. And, you know, I used to think it was fun, but in reality, it's not. It doesn't, you know, yeah, it adds to that excitement. Yes, it adds to, oh, hey, you have a chance at winning this. But in reality, chances of you winning big aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit there and dwell on it. You're going to sit there and lose sleep on it, you know, or you're going to figure out, okay, how can I, you know, recover from this and win big, you know? I mean, I've heard the horror stories of people losing tons of money, you know, like on your podcast, I've heard, you know, some of the stories, you know, of, you know, what happens to them. And I can't remember the gentleman's name that you had on there, who actually served jail time because of his gambling.
Several people I've had on have come to that. And it's usually from an embezzlement, because you run out of places to get money. And if you have access to money at work and you just think, well, I'll pay it back when I win.
Yeah.
Very easy to take that money. And
yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and I don't know why this sticks to me, but, you know, I remember hearing a story at a Gamblers Anonymous meeting where, and I think it was out in Vegas. I don't remember where, but they were talking about, you know, some guy who owed money to people, and his wife wound up becoming the victim, and they killed his wife because he owed money and she had no idea about it.
That's a sad story.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of people. I mean, I myself lost my car. I had filed bankruptcy. It's funny. The visual of, I showed up in California with my car and a car full of stuff, and I left California on a plane with two suitcases, and that was the end of my gambling. It just sucks what you can lose just from a simple, when you think back to how it started. When I think back to how it started, I started gambling just because some friends, in the year 2000, some friends were like, hey, we're 18. We can go to the casino. Let's go play some blackjack.
Exactly.
It was just an innocent game of blackjack that got me hooked after all these years.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I mean, I remember there was one time where, you know, speaking of walking into a casino, walked into a casino with like 60 or 80 bucks, and 20 minutes later I was out of that money. I was like, well, that sucked. On to the next.
Yeah. What do I do now?
Yeah. What do
I'm here without any money? And the casino's the worst place to be without any money.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, and I was like, well, I can either go home or try to find a way to get more money. And I mean, thankfully I decided to go home, but I was like, that just ruined my day of fun.
Has your wife appreciated that you've been taking care of the problem by going to counseling and going to GA?
Oh, absolutely. She's very supportive of this. When I told her that I was doing, coming on your show and doing this, she was excited about it. She's looking forward to actually listening to the episode. So, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, I'm trying to learn how to be completely honest and open with her about everything.
It's a hard thing to do.
It is. It truly
is.
I'm
with you on that one. I'm in the same boat of needing to be honest, and it's just hard not to tell a little white lie.
Exactly. You know, and it's those little white lies that can build up and build up until it gets to that, you know, breaking point. And, you know, I love my wife to death, you know, and I wouldn't want to not be with her And I, you know, we've only been married for 3.5 years, but we've been together for almost 9. And it's, you know, every marriage has their ups and downs, but I wouldn't want it with any other person.
Do you get triggered by the ads when they come on, when you see ads for FanDuel now that it's legalized in Ohio? And like you said, there's ads everywhere.
I don't know if I'd say I get triggered, but I try to avoid them. I try to distract myself to not get that urge to do it. You know, one thing is my counsel, you know, my therapist had said to do is, like, if you do get an urge, just be open and honest about it. Don't hide it, you know, because, you know, hiding things obviously is never good. And I want to try to be honest with her, you know. So the urges, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not, per se. But it's like, you know, I'm doing everything in my power to not fall back in that rabbit hole.
Did you ever experience therapy or talking about your feelings in an environment like GA before? Had you ever done anything like that?
No.
Was that hard to do the first time? Has it been hard to do therapy, or did you kind of get used to it? Did you?
I've gone through therapy for other things. I went through a traumatic event a couple of years ago. So I've been in therapy for that. So being able to talk about it, it wasn't hard to talk about. It was more so just a reality of talking to somebody about it. And honestly, it felt good to get it off my shoulder. Yeah. So, because I mean, you know, unless you're financially stable, you know, you're struggling. You're struggling paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, sometimes you're wondering where your next, you know, $100 is going to come from, or you have to learn how to, you know, manage how to live off of, you know, $50 for a week when you have a family of 5. So that's why I fell back down, you know, the hole that I did, was because I wanted to be able to get out of that struggle and not have to ask people for help financial wise.
What do you want people to know that are still gambling, that are on that line of, do I have a problem? Do I not have a problem? Should I stop gambling? You know, anybody who's listening who is thinking about stopping, how do you get them over the line to recovery?
You have a, you know, come to Jesus moment, per se. You know, for anybody, like I said earlier, for anybody that doesn't think Gamblers Anonymous doesn't work, it does. You look at those, you know, I urge people to look at those 20 questions, ask yourself and be honest. You know, I guarantee you those people who would do that are going to have more than 7 of those questions be yes. You know, if you're not honest with yourself, then who can you be honest with? You know, and that's where you have to begin. You have to be honest with yourself, because I wasn't being honest, you know, to myself. I was like, no, you know, my wife asked me several times, oh, do you think you have a problem? No, I don't have a problem. I don't. Never once did I think. But it took up until going to my first GA meeting and realizing, holy shit, I do have a problem. So, and the good thing is, you know, they encourage spousal support at GA meetings, you know, depending on the size of it, you know, they want you to bring your spouse. You know, my wife wasn't going to go to a meeting, you know, she's like, no, I'm not going to go to a meeting with you. The reason why she said no is because she was still upset with me about it. I tried to get her to go with me, but she was still upset about it. And I couldn't understand it from her side, but talking about it to other GA members made me realize, okay, this is why she's mad. This is why she's saying no, you know. But no, my wife fully supports me doing stuff like this, going to meetings when I can. And, you know, like I said, just being honest with her about things, you know. And she, to this day, she'll ask me, you know, if she sees me on my phone, what am I doing? Oh, you know, I'm playing a game on, you know, my phone, or playing, you know, I'm looking things on Facebook.
Are you okay with her asking that, or does it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it doesn't bother me at all. You know,
I was going to say, she's that affected other. She's been through a lot. And so,
yeah,
I guess you kind of are in her hands of what you have to deal with and what you don't have.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And one thing
and rightfully so.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. One thing I want to bring up, and I almost forgot about it, was one big thing that is helping me abstain from gambling, especially on my phone, Gamban.
Oh, good. Thank you for saying that.
Yes. And for those of you who do not know what that is, it is an app that you can download on your phone, and it blocks anything to do with gambling. It blocks websites, it blocks, you know, apps. And it helps tremendously. And it's worth the $250 a month paying for.
Yeah.
If you can afford, you know, $25 to gamble with, you can afford the $25 that it costs to pay for the year.
Yeah,
I'd rather see people's bargain. Oh, absolutely it is. And it works, because I tried just to see, you know, going to, you know, on the website, you know, try to go to FanDuel's website and it doesn't come up. So, you know,
well, that's thank you for saying that. Way. The people at Gamban will be very happy to hear that. They're good people.
You know, that's another way that, you know, those who are on the fence of, you know, gambling versus stop gambling, that's a perfect way to stop gambling.
Well, thanks for throwing that tool out there. It's good. Any tool you can put in your toolbox to help you not gamble is a good tool.
Absolutely.
Gamban is a good tool.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I was wondering, since we keep referencing the 20 questions, would you run through the 20 questions with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll ask and we'll both answer.
Okay.
And if you'll just keep track of all your no's, that'll be easier than keeping track of the yeses.
Okay.
Which I'm guessing will only be a handful, but.
Yes.
And same for me, and I'll keep track of my no's. So we start with number one. Did you ever lose time or work from school due to gambling?
No.
Yes. Has gambling ever made your home life unhappy?
Yes.
Yes. Did gambling affect your reputation?
I'd have to say no on that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm a no too, because I don't remember anybody ever being like, oh, that's Brian, he's a gambler.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, yeah, I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Have you ever felt remorse after gambling?
Yes.
Yes. Did you ever gamble to get money with which to pay debts or otherwise solve financial difficulties?
Yes.
Yes. Did gambling cause a decrease in your ambition or efficiency?
Yes.
Yes. And I say that because I would just, it was like, why try at anything? I'm just going to go to the casino and try to win money to get me out of this.
Right. Exactly.
After losing, did you feel you must return as soon as possible to win your losses back?
Yes.
Yes. After a win, did you have a strong urge to return and win more?
Yes.
Yes. Did you often gamble until all your money was gone?
Yes.
Yes. Did you ever borrow to finance your gambling?
I mean, if they include like borrowing money from credit cards, then yes.
I'm a yes. Yeah, I'm not. It doesn't say, but if that's what you interpret it as, then that is what you interpret it as.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd say that's borrowing. Not,
yeah, yeah, I would say so.
Have you ever sold anything to finance gambling?
No.
Yes. Were you reluctant to use gambling money for normal expenditures?
Yes.
Yes. Did gambling make you careless of the welfare of yourself or your family?
Say that one more time.
Did gambling make you careless of the welfare of yourself or your family?
I'm going to say yes.
Say yes of myself. I was a single person when I gambled, but I did not eat healthy. I did not take care of myself. It was just gamble, gamble, gamble.
Yeah. Number for me, let me add on to that. For me,
please.
I mean, I always took care of my family and, you know, like the wellness, you know, I would definitely not eat healthy like I should have, you know, but yeah, that's definitely a yes. So
did you ever gamble longer than you had planned?
yes.
Sometimes I feel like I should say no to that, because I never planned an amount of time. It was just like, go
yeah,
and gamble.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'll say yes, because I would be there when the vacuums came out, and that's always too long.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I've probably gambled more, especially during football season. Instead of actually watching the games, I'd be worried about, okay, how much more can I spend to try to win X amount of dollars?
Yeah. Number 15, have you ever gambled to escape worry, trouble, boredom, loneliness, grief, or loss?
Yes.
Yes. Big fat yes. Have you ever committed a or considered committing an illegal act to finance gambling?
No.
No, for me. Did gambling cause you to have difficulty in sleeping?
Yes. And I say that because I can remember like it was yesterday where I did, there was a late night game session on FanDuel that I did. It was a three game tournament. It was a $5 entry and the winner got like $3,000 and it was down to the last game. And I kept waking up throughout the night just to, you know, see what the score was and to see how much, you know, if I was going to win anything. Come to find out, I was in the running for the top prize. And once the game was over and points were adjusted, I wound up winning $1,200 off of $5. So, and had the points not got adjusted, I would have won $3,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
18. This one's interesting. This is the Jeff Wasserman one because he always points out it does not say did. It says do arguments, disappointments, or frustrations create with you an urge to gamble? Meaning today, do arguments, disappointments, or frustrations create with you an urge to gamble?
I'm going to say no.
No. But they do, they create an urge, but it's not to gamble. But it's
correct
for something. And I, you know, I look for that something to make me feel better.
Yes.
19. Did you ever have an urge to celebrate any good fortune by a few hours of gambling?
Yes.
Me too. Yes. And 20. Have you ever considered self-destruction or suicide as a result of your gambling?
No.
That one, is, upon reflection, that one's a yes for me. Because, I mean, I considered it many times, but I never acted upon that.
Yeah. I never got to that point, thankfully.
Thankfully.
And I'm glad that you never, you know, acted out on your thoughts, you know, because you're, I mean, your show, your podcast is amazing. You know, I've even gone back and listened to episodes and when you guys first started doing this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So going back
years ago.
Hearing, yeah. Yeah. Going back and hearing, you know, your guys' stories, it's like, man, I'm glad I'm not the only one out there that has an issue, you know, and
most definitely not the only one. That's for sure. You're in good company.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I stopped keeping track of my numbers, but I know I said yes to a whole hell of a lot of them. And I would say that
I said
also.
No. Yeah. I said no to, I think, 5 or 6 of them.
So right where you were at 14 or 15.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that was the 20 questions. Thanks for playing along, everybody. Hopefully, if you answered yes to 7 or more, you understand that you might want to reach out for some help. Even if you answered yes to less than 7 and you're concerned, reach out for help.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I was, you know, and this is just in general, I've never been one to ask for help on certain things. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. There truly isn't, because just because you ask for help doesn't make you less of a person that you are. You know, you can become a better person by asking for help. So thankfully, no, of course, I mean, you know, thank you to you for doing an amazing show like this, because, you know, this, you know, your show along with the other gambling addiction shows out there, I'm sure they help people. You know, and I'm going to continue to, you know, stay gambling free, you know, as long as I can. And I'm going to try to enjoy watching sports. You know, the one thing, it's funny because we're a huge baseball, you know, family. We, you know, we like watching the Cincinnati Reds and going to games and stuff like that. And it's funny because they're actually putting in sports betting places inside the Red Stadium this year to where people can go in and place bets and stuff like that.
For all the kids to see.
Yes. Yes. You know,
hey, I used to go to the baseball game with my dad and talk to him, but now my dad is preoccupied with his gambling the whole time.
Yep. And
it's ridiculous. You know,
Call it America's
pastime and then throw gambling in on it.
Yep. Yep. And my wife was like, well, we might not be going to games. I'm like, why? I was like, well, just, you know, I'm going to do my best to, you know, avoid that as much as I can.
Yeah,
I'm
not there to gamble. Going with your family is but if you were there alone.
Oh, then if I was there alone, that'd be a completely different story.
Yeah, this is my worry is what you're talking about, putting gambling machines inside the stadium. Just it takes away from the game. And I'm with you. I'm a huge baseball's my number one sport. That's my favorite. And
I
don't need to see all this crap with it, but it's we're outnumbered. We're outnumbered, Dennis.
Sadly, we are.
We're outnumbered by all the people who want to gamble. And I, you know, if I could, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, to me, it's not worth it anymore. It truly isn't. You know, and like I said, you know, I have more important things to spend money on instead of gambling. Would it be nice to win, you know, a large amount of money? Absolutely. Anybody would like that. But the reality is it's not going to happen because, you know, there was one person on Twitter I used to follow and I would see, you know, how much it they would put in just to win, you know, a good amount of money. And I'm like, that's not worth it. And when I say a good amount of money, I'm talking where she'd put, you know, like $500 to $1,000 just on daily fantasy, you know, lineups. Sometimes the return would be good, you know, and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, that's how they try to get you, by posting the results. And I, you know, I'll admit, you know, if I won something off of the guy I used to go through off of Twitter, I would, you know, repost it on his page saying, hey, I won this much money by using his lineup.
Oh, that system, it's amazing how much gambling stuff is out there that isn't even specifically gambling related. Like you're talking about people who create lineups for gambling. And
yes.
People who give their picks and all of that. It's just so much.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
And they even talk about it. I don't know. I don't listen to it anymore, but, you know, they used to have shows on XM radio specifically about DFS sports and lineups and all this stuff, who to put in, who not to put in and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't need to listen to that anymore.
Well, Dennis, before I let you go, tell me what your t-shirt says, because I can see the Nintendo controller and I love it.
It says back in the day.
I love it. That's a great t-shirt.
Yes, it is. It is one of many great gifts that I received from my wife years ago as a birthday present.
I've been teaching my daughter how to play. I have a system with a bunch of games on it, and I've been teaching my daughter how to play Frogger because I was like, this is simple. She could play Frogger. And so she jumps right into all the cars all the time. But it's adorable that she's playing Frogger.
Yeah. What, if I may ask, what system is this that you have?
It's Frogger for the Super Nintendo.
Okay. Awesome. I might have to look into that then.
Yeah, I can play the old video games. The new video games, they're so in-depth, and then there's a gambling element to a lot of them that I try to avoid.
Yeah. Yep.
So playing the old Super Nintendos, Nintendos, Segas, that's where I hang out.
Nothing wrong with that. With that at all. You know, speaking of, you know, gambling elements, it's funny because you see all these, you know, free casino games that they have for phones.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
And you can't win anything.
No, you can't.
There's no option to win anything, but people will put money into those like it's a regular slot machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I when I stopped gambling, I, you know, because I used to play those casino games and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't need any kind of urge, you know, just because of a free game and stuff like that. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I play a solitaire game on my phone and that's about it. You know, I used to Candy Crush every so often, but not nearly as much as what I used to. I mean, that's another game that can get you in as well to spend money. And for what?
Yeah.
Just to beat a level.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Dennis, thank you so much for sharing your story. And
no, sure thank you.
Somebody will get something out of it. And I really appreciate it. It was nice to talk to you and thank you for reaching out.
All right,
and I'm so happy for you and where you're at.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And one last thing. Anybody who thinks that they don't have a problem about gambling, you probably do, and it's okay. And there is help out there, and there is hope for you to start, you know, being on the other side of not being a gambler anymore.
That's a great message to go out on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This podcast is owned by Lee Street Media, LLC. Music provided by T Vance. Remember, this is a podcast. The views expressed on the podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests. If you need help for a gambling addiction, please seek professional help.